I'm pretty nervous. So I'm always trying to find interesting things to do with my son around home, and this is my story about a snowflake workshop that I found to take him to. So I found a snowflake workshop happening close to home, and it's only an hour and a half drive from home, and it only costs $2 to attend, and there's going to be hot chocolate for sipping. And I'm so excited making a reservation for the baby and I to attend the snowflake workshop because I'm so excited for the baby to learn that he's unique just like a snowflake. And I want the baby to always be grateful for his unique snowflakeness, whatever his unique snowflakeness turns out to be. But he's just turned 6 months old, so I can't really tell what it is yet, and I don't think he can tell what it is yet, but I don't think it's ever too early to get a baby thinking about his or her unique snowflakeness. And I check the weather forecast for Saturday, the day of the snowflake workshop, and see that it's forecast to be a brutally cold day because it's Indiana in January, and my mind launches forward to Saturday, and there's the baby and me in the car on the way to the snowflake workshop, and then there's the baby and me in the car on the way to the snowflake workshop sliding off a cold, flat road into a cold, wet ditch. And then there's the baby and me in the car in a ditch obscured from the road by tree branches, and nobody can see us because we're in a ditch obscured from the road by tree branches because I wanted the baby to learn about snowflakes. And probably if there was breast milk, the breast milk would save us, but there is no breast milk because I decided to wean the baby when he turned 6 months old, and now my breasts have dried up and there is no breast milk. And if there was breast milk, maybe the breast milk would keep us warm and fed and alive there in that ditch in that car, but I probably will only have packed 2 formula bottles and 1 tiny little jar of baby food. And I don't know why I only packed 2 bottles of formula and 1 tiny little jar of baby food, but the baby is going through a growth spurt. Obviously, he's always hungry and always thirsty, and I haven't even packed a substantial jar of baby food like sweet potatoes and turkey with whole grains. I've packed like 1 tiny little jar of pears, and pears aren't going to do anything for the baby and me when we're freezing and starving in a ditch in a car obscured from the road by tree branches. So I probably shouldn't take the baby to the snowflake workshop. And what if someone at the snowflake workshop has the flu, and because I stopped breastfeeding the baby will get the flu at the snowflake workshop, because everybody knows all that stuff about breastfeeding and immunity and babies, and the baby's flu shot isn't until the week after the snowflake workshop, and it will be my fault that the baby gets the flu at the snowflake workshop, because I don't know why I decided to take the baby to the snowflake workshop to learn about snowflakes all surrounded by flu germs, and probably we'll just stay home and I will teach the baby about snowflakes next weekend. We won't have to leave the warm and cozy house or get out of our warm and cozy pajamas or touch anyone's flu germs. And maybe since we're not driving anywhere, I will have 1 tiny little glass of wine and teach the baby about snowflakes. Maybe in the past, 1 tiny little glass of wine has turned into 3 or 4 or 10 glasses of wine for me, but I'm a mom now and I'm responsible and I can have 1 glass of wine. But I will probably just have hot chocolate and teach the baby about snowflakes at home next weekend, and I need to cancel our reservation to the snowflake workshop. So I get on the website to check for the email address to cancel our snowflake workshop reservation and see that they're teaching snowflake science at the snowflake workshop. They're not teaching snowflake metaphor. They're teaching that how snowflakes get their shape. They're not teaching how all people are unique like snowflakes. And I don't know how snowflakes get their shape. So how can I teach the baby how snowflakes get their shape? I only know that all people are unique like snowflakes, and I probably shouldn't use the weather or the flu or any other excuse to miss out on a learning opportunity for the baby. So we should probably go to the snowflake workshop because other parents will brave the flu and the cold weather so that their kids can learn about snowflakes, and their kids will always be smarter than my kid about snowflakes. And what if the baby wants to go on an episode of Baby Jeopardy and Alex Trebek asked a question about how snowflakes are made, and because I made so many excuses to not take the baby to the snowflake workshop, the baby doesn't know that answer about how snowflakes are made, and my baby is going to know about snowflakes, Alex Trebek. I'm taking my baby to that snowflake workshop. Nothing is going to keep me from that snowflake workshop. So I'm not canceling our reservation, and I sit on the couch to give the baby his bottle, and the evening news is on, and there is terror, and there are terrorists, and there is crime, and there are criminals, and there is the measles. And the baby and I are never leaving home ever again. It's not agoraphobia, it's common sense. Look at what is happening in the world. The world is no place for a baby. We are never leaving home. I will develop some kind of patentable virtual reality system so the baby can experience interesting things and learn important things at home without ever having to leave, because home is where the heart is and where we are safe, and we are never leaving here. This is great. The Red Cross website says that we need 2 weeks worth of emergency food and water supplies at home in case of disaster at home, like a tornado or an earthquake. And we don't have 2 weeks worth of emergency food and water. So probably we will have to leave home to go to the store to get 2 weeks worth of emergency food and water. But then when we come back home, we're never leaving. No, I don't need to go back on that anti-anxiety medication I was on before I was pregnant, though. Now that I'm not breastfeeding, I can probably go back on the anti-anxiety medication I was on, but I don't need to go back on the anti-anxiety medication I was on because I'm just fine. And I don't know what I was thinking anyway. The baby and I don't have time to be going to a snowflake workshop next weekend. The baby and I are staying home, and we are cleaning the house because the house can never be too clean. And what the hell have snowflakes ever done for anyone anyways? That's it.